From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Pakistan for talks with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and other top officials. She arrived in Islamabad late Saturday for the previously unannounced visit. Ms. Rice is said to likely have on her agenda Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's effort to negotiate peace with the Taliban, plus the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gress today said the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Grest, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Grest returned to Australia earlier this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. The U.S. is among those countries encouraging Egypt to do the right thing. Austrian police pulled three children near death of dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees on Saturday. It happened near the German border. Dia Ahmed is a migrant from Syria.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car, and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested, suspected of launching a migrant boat. This is VOA News. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria, Turkey agreeing last month to take on a more active role in the fight against the militants. Thousands of protesters flooded downtown Beirut late Saturday as demonstrations against poor garbage collection expanded into demands that Lebanon's long-standing political class step down from power. Thousands poured into a major square in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags and shouting anti-government slogans. Solidarity protests were also held in Britain and in Germany. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect on Saturday in connection with the bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications in documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey, but as VOA Steve Herman reports, there is no official word on the country of origin for the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
That is VOA Steve Herman in Bangkok. This is the first big breakthrough since the August 17th blast at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Baghdad. Killed people from Thailand, China, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. More than 100 people of numerous nationalities were left wounded from the bombing. Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents marked the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton took part in a Saturday evening event. Former President George W. Bush was there on Friday, and President Obama was in New Orleans on Thursday to talk about the city's resilience and its future. Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and left 100,000 homes destroyed along the southern U.S. coast when it came ashore on August the 29th, 2005. Tropical storm Erica has weakened. It happened as it went over Cuba after bringing death and destruction in the Caribbean to two islands, Dominica and Haiti. At least 20 people were reported killed in Dominica, one in Haiti, several still missing. National Hurricane Center in Miami said while the storm is weakened, could rebuild as it passes over the Gulf of Mexico. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.